Live from the Allstate Skyline Studio.
It's the Steve Cochran Show
on 720 WGN.
Stepping up for Steve today, Justin Kaufman, 720 WGN. John McDonough, CEO and President of Chicago Blackhawks, joining us a little bit later in the hour to talk about Stan Mikita. And coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, Congressman Mike Quigley in studio. Talk about the Paul Manafort trial, what we need to, why it matters. And then also we could talk about some other things, including Canada and Saudi Arabia. And then in the 9 o'clock hour, Ro Khan's going to join us, as well as Steve Dale, who's going to bring in a dog for adoption.
Yeah, a dog named Jade for Dave to play with.
There we go.
Thank you.
Speaking of Ro Khan, we want to continue the conversation that happened in the Ro Khan show with Anna DeVlantes a couple days ago with mayoral candidate Lori Lightfoot. Of course, this weekend, Chicago was rocked with the numbers of people who were shot. I think the final total was 66, something like that. And, of course, today the news that the superintendent is going to expand the police ranks and put more officers down in some of the areas that are affected by violence. Lori Lightfoot joins us on the line now. Ms. Lightfoot, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure.
So as a former head of the Chicago Police Board and also the chair of the Police Accountability Task Force, your thoughts on what happened this past weekend and what you would do as mayor to change it?
Well, look, first let's just say I think people all across Chicago have a heavy heart from what happened this weekend. It was a devastating and I think very difficult set of circumstances. We found so many people shot, and a lot of them were shot participating in outdoor neighborhood parties. That's a tragic set of circumstances. But look, I'll say the same thing that I've been saying for quite some time now. We have to get at the root causes of the violence, and a lot of that is disinvestment in these neighborhoods, really no beacons of hope from jobs, good schools, a social safety net that allows access to good medical care for all, and on and on and on. These are neighborhoods that are crying out for investment. And unfortunately, the thing that remains is the illegal economy. And we know where the illegal economy thrives, violence is going to be very, very prevalent. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I was going to say, as someone who, as at the Chicago Police Board and also with the task mm-hmm. force, the idea of putting more officers on the streets to patrol on the surface is a good thing. Do you agree with the move by the mayor to the police superintendent to bring more police officers to these neighborhoods in the coming weeks?
Well, look, I think the challenge of that, and of course, if we need more officers on the street, we should have had them there last weekend. Right. The challenge is we have a finite number of officers. Where are those extra officers coming from? And, you know, while the mayor denied that officers that could have been in the neighborhoods were actually policing Lollapalooza, it makes one wonder. And when you take officers, that many officers, and move them to the south and the west side neighborhoods that are most crime plagued, where are they coming from? Because what I'm also hearing from people on the north side is we don't have enough officers in our neighborhoods. And frankly, a lot of well-off north side neighborhoods are resorting to paying for private security forces. This is a result in part of the mayor, frankly, waiting way too long to staff up on the number of policing resources that we have in the city that have not kept pace with the number of officers that have been retiring. But ultimately, yes, of course, we need to make sure that there's a viable police presence in these neighborhoods. These neighborhoods that are most crime-plagued deserve to have high-quality policing services, a police force that views them with respect and isn't just viewed as an acting like an invading force. But long-term, it's not a viable solution because we're robbing Peter to pay Paul by taking resources out of other neighborhoods on the north side and putting them into the south side. We've got to have a real staffing plan to make sure that we have adequate resources everywhere across the city.
Well, obviously, this, as you mentioned, heavy hearts for Chicagoans. The New York Times, I think it was on Tuesday, went with the headline and made it a national story talking about six mm-hmm. shot in Chicago, zero arrests. Why is that? I mean, as for citizens who aren't that familiar with how crimes are processed and how the fight against violence is happening on the streets of Chicago, how is it that we have zero arrests from this weekend's violence?
Honestly, I have no idea how we have zero arrests. I was at an event last night with Kim Fox, and she raised exactly the same question. It seems inconceivable to me, with that many shootings, that many deaths, that there are zero arrests. I raise the question of whether or not we have enough cameras in these crime-plagued neighborhoods to make sure that we're recording real-time what's going on. Many of these parties were advertised on Facebook. They were trending on Facebook. So why is it that we didn't have enough officers on the beat around these parties to make sure that people were safe? There's a lot of questions that I think have to be answered and haven't been answered yet by the mayor. But fundamentally, it makes no sense that we have all this violence and yet we have no arrest. Now, look, obviously the people in the communities have a role to play. But what I hear from people all over the city is they are afraid. They are afraid that if they come forward, particularly given the abysmal homicide clearance rate of 17% that we had in 2017, that if they come forward and they put themselves out there, they're putting themselves at unnecessary risk because police officers are not keeping their information confidential and then keeping them safe. No one, I don't care what neighborhood you live in, is going to come forward to report a crime if they feel like they're going to be put at real risk. So the police department obviously has to continue the hard work, and that has got to include the detective division as well, not just the parole division, to build goodwill in those neighborhoods every single day so that when a crisis hits and there's a need for neighborhood cooperation, that they're not starting from ground zero.
So, Lori, I know you've been a longtime advocate for reform and by sitting on all these different boards. Did you have to be talked into running for mayor, or did you feel like that was your idea? It's a big thing to tackle, given all of the issues the city has.
Well, I came to this after a long period of seeing, frankly, inaction on big issues that I think need to be addressed. I mean, if we look at these neighborhoods that are most crime-plagued, they're also the most economically distressed. They routinely have unemployment that's 25%, and of course that doesn't include the people that have just stopped looking for because there are no jobs. We have way too many kids across the city. 40% of African-American children in this city live in poverty. Mm. I mean, that is a devastating number. And we go into these neighborhoods, and it looks like a different world. Not just a different city, but a different world. When I recognize those issues, that neighborhoods are crying out for resources and investment and being made a priority by city government and, frankly, other private interests, and yet there's no comprehensive plan to uplift the quality of life in these neighborhoods, that's what drew me into this race. Yeah. We have got to come to a reckoning in the city. The haves and the have-not, that gulf is growing by the day, and we see it manifested in things like what happened this weekend. And we've got to have a mayor who, frankly, sees everyone in Chicago, sees these needs, and is willing to roll up her sleeves and get the job done, and not just be silent because it's not politically expedient to wade into these very difficult issues.
Lori Lightfoot is running for the mayor of Chicago, former president of Chicago Police Board, and also chair of the task force, the Police Accountability Task Force. Ms. Lightfoot, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
It's my pleasure. Have a good day, everyone.